T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The final out has been made. Let's talk about what just happened, the good and the bad. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, with the franchise, Tim Allen, on The Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
It is a final from Cincinnati, and you can't win every game. The result is not good as the Brewers fall in game two of this three-game set, 7-3 final. And welcome in, everybody. It is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Tim Allen, there's Evan Heffelfinger. It is his real name, for sure. You wouldn't pick a name like that in this business. But Brewers fall 7-3. And just, you knew this one early on was going to be one of those, I won't even say it was a flat game. Just that things were not going to go well. You had that feeling early on, even though you're down 5-1 early in the contest here. You're still in the game in that park against that team and against that bullpen. If you can tap into that bullpen, yeah, maybe you put up a couple of crooked numbers and you're right back in it. But it just didn't feel like they could do that. And I think we just have to hang our hat on that you're not going to win every game. They had won 10 of 11 coming into this contest. So, again, they even up the series at a game apiece. Now, tomorrow's game, a little bit more on the important side of things. Cincinnati needed this game more than I think a lot of us thought, and maybe more than I thought. Because if you're looking at the Brewers streaking, and their five-game winning streak has snapped here. Let's say it got to 8 and they swept them. I mean, you're looking at the Cincinnati Reds with a big, big hole to dig out of. This was a way more important game for the Cincinnati Reds than it was the Milwaukee Brewers, without question. With the loss, Brewers 34-27. But now it does emphasize what the Brewers have going tomorrow in Game 3 of this series. And Freddy Peralta, Luis Castillo on the hill. It's an 11:35 first pitch tomorrow morning after the last pitch. Tomorrow afternoon sometime around 2:30 or 3 o'clock, we'll be talking some Brewers baseball and hopefully a nice performance by Freddy Peralta and a series victory. And that's really, you got to turn the page on this one. So that being said, I want to get your reaction on a number of things here. Sort of an open thing tonight, and I rarely do this. I try to keep it a little more streamlined into a couple of different issues or topics, but it's sort of all over the road tonight in a 7-3 loss. You do have, this we're going to swerve all over the road. So there'll be a lot of different bullet points here. I believe this. Now, I don't have any evidence of this, but because it was a much bigger game for the Cincinnati Reds than the Brew Crew, I think there was probably some sort of get-together in Cincinnati behind the scenes. We may not ever know. I'm not talking about a rah-rah speech or someone tearing apart a clubhouse or anything like that. I think it was discussed because you could see the aggressive nature of the Cincinnati Reds in this ball game tonight. Get balls in play. You're going to get the balls in play with Brett Anderson on the hill. And when they got him in play, Brewers' defense just didn't look good. It just, you know, sometimes, you know, this whole you had sort of in theory both pitchers in yesterday's opener and tonight's starter in Brett Anderson and Adrian Houser. You know, you want to keep the ball on the ground in that park. And so in that regard, it was the stars did line up for a good potential to take the first two games. But a lot of times that forces the defense to make some plays, and it does allow some infield singles, and you got to make some plays. Brett Anderson and Vogey had a little tough time there in that first inning. I mean, you just had a lot of things going on in this game that just didn't bode well. Eric Lauer, the one inning, you know, you want to pitch careful to both Winker and Castellanos, and he went full count on both, walked both of them, but then once you know it, Tyler Stevenson comes up with a two-run double, all with two outs. 5-for-13 with runners in scoring position for the Cincinnati Reds. 5 of their 7 runs scoring with two outs. That's a little bit more on the aggressive nature of getting the ball in play. And I think, this is my opinion, I think the Reds came out with a little bit of a staunchy attitude here. They need to dig their cleats in the ground and say, man, if this team sweeps us here, we're really, really in a bad state. And I think that occurred. So that's one thing. The biggest news of which, Travis Shaw and that injury. And I will, if you want to react on the game or any of these bullet point topics, you're more than welcome. 414-799-1250. The Travis Shaw injury looks pretty extensive. Dislocated shoulder. And that looks to be, you know, a long road to recovery here. So, again, maybe more emphasis put into the front office here as to how to replace that. Now you would say a 191 or 192 batting average coming in is not going to be hard to replace. Well, I mean, I don't know about that. It's still Travis Shaw with that name. It's still a track record. It's still, you know, knocking in some runs. So what are you going to do then to replace that? And when you think about the guys on the injured list, the names of Lorenzo Cain, Colton Wong, and Travis Shaw, those are names. But you replace them with Daniel Robertson, Jace Peterson, and Pablo Reyes type names, not going to cut it, guys. No offense to those guys. I'm sure they're gamers and they're doing everything they can to get better and help this team win. When you're looking at a higher ceiling of expectations, Daniel Robertson, Jace Peterson, Pablo Reyes versus Lorenzo Cain, Colton Wong, and Travis Shaw just doesn't compare. It doesn't. So the Travis Shaw thing, is it an easy fix with a Zach Greene that's been doing okay at AAA Nashville? I don't know about easy. But we see sometimes newcomers around baseball hit the ground running for their respective teams. Case in point of Patrick Wisdom for the Chicago Cubs. Where is that for this team? We did get it with Keston Hira a few years ago. So I will grant you that. But, I mean, outside of that, where is the hitting the ground running type player that just, you can call it lightning in a bottle, but that means it's short term, short window. But how about the guys that hit the ground running and essentially never look back? A little luck, maybe a little fortune, a little right place, right time. Who is it? Logan Forsythe? Again, Zach Greene, I mean, is it going to be a Keston Hira callback? I doubt that. I mean, maybe desperate times, desperate measures. He is another infielder that you can throw into the mix here. Luis Urias can go back to third base, and Keston Hira can play second base. I mean, that's something that you probably have to consider. I mean, is it Zach Greene in your mind that's going to replace Travis Shaw? Evan, what about you?
If you had asked me a month and a half ago, I would say yeah, because he came storming out of the gates for the Sounds. But since then, he has been struggling.
We were looking at swing and miss.
We were looking at his numbers pregame, and in 92 at-bats, he has 40 strikeouts. That's not good.
No.
He's hitting .220 after he was hitting like .375 for the first month. So I don't know if he's the guy. There's Hernán Pérez, our good old buddy, who's down there. But you told me that he's with the Venezuelan team right now.
Is it Venezuela or something? I don't know.
Yeah, he's Venezuelan.
Whatever it might be. Okay.
But and so other than that, who do you have down there? They have so many like 29-year-old fringe major leaguers.
Yep.
I don't know if any of them are ready. You wonder if they might need to go outside of the franchise to get somebody.
And I think so. And I think they would have considered that anyway, despite the injury to Travis Shaw. I do. Because keep in mind, you're going to get Colton Wong back, I would think, within a week, 10 days.
So
I mean, maybe somewhere in there.
I just checked how the Nashville Sounds are doing tonight. They're up 9-2 right now. Keston Hiura is 2-for-4 tonight.
Yeah, you may have to consider that. I don't know if there's an easy fix here, but again, injury bug biting the Brewers this year. The offensively challenged Milwaukee Brewers, it continues here. I'm not going to freak out over a 7-3 loss here tonight. That's not happening. They won 10 of 11 coming in. You can't win every game. And yet Brett Anderson, who quite frankly is struggling a little bit this year, all told, that ERA is a little bit on the lofty side. All right, so you have the Travis Shaw. How do you replace that? 414-799-1250. Is it a lock that they're going to go outside the organization to do that? Eric Lauer chewed up some innings today. Does that earn him a ticket to Nashville? Normally we'd say, hey, a free trip to Nashville, that's going to be fun. Let's go to Music Row, tip some
bats. Whose bachelor party am I celebrating?
No doubt. Maybe bachelor and bachelorette, capital of the country these days, the last couple of years. So normally that'd be a good thing. Maybe not for Lauer. You're not going to use Eric Lauer again for another 5 games, minimum. And get another arm up here. Now, who's that going to be? Is it going to be a Josh Lindblom return? That's possible. I mean, you're going to need another bullpen arm. So all of these moving parts, yet they're 34-27. Another mark that's the mark of a very good baseball team. When you're challenged with all of this, yet your mark is still 34-27. You're not even fully healthy. You're not even fully full go offensively yet. Jackie Bradley Jr. continues to struggle. You might see a little bit better approach and at-bats out of JBJ here in the last week or 10 days, a little bit. But that batting average is still in a holding pattern of right around 160. His on-base percentage still in a holding pattern of an absolute disgusting 230 or 225. It's pretty bad. Christian Yelich, I think it's about time. 235. Hey, it's time to get going. On the JBJ side of things, might seem that I'm picking on the dude, and I'm not. I just have better expectations for him, and so does he. But I will say this, that this whole slow start thing, can somebody tell me when the word start is removed from a baseball season? So when do we turn the page? When do we graduate from, well, he's always been a slow starter? Okay, fair enough. A lot of players have done that over the years. Then they get going and everything's fine. Well, when does the start end of a baseball season? Evan, you want to put your finger on that? I mean, we're 61 games in here. You got 101 games left. So when does the term start to the season end? When is that over?
I guess I've never really thought about it, but if I had to put a number on it, I think I would say when the calendar turns over to June. I think that's the perfect time, because we saw it's what, like 55 games, somewhere around there. That's about a third of your season, roughly.
Yeah.
I think that's a good kind of time to say that it's the start of the season.
I'd say the start of the season's over. So let's do away with this. It's June 9th. June. Not May. May 9th? Ah, is off to a slow start. May 29th, you might make the argument. But at some point, it does transfer over to now you're in the season. The start is over. So JBJ, Christian Yelich, some of these other guys, the start is over. So get going now. Now go do what you do. Now you go play baseball. All right, so that's on the table as well. Yeah, that Travis Shaw, that was tough tonight. We talked about Zach Green. We need to discuss on this show maybe a little bit more in the Ryan Braun thing, because that might be a little bit of an answer as well. Bart Winkler, our morning guy, and I had a conversation, pretty in-depth conversation this morning about Ryan Braun. And I will say this, that every angle you point to on Ryan Braun returning to the Milwaukee Brewers this season makes sense to me. It's tough to shoot holes through it, any way you look at it, from a production standpoint, from a timing standpoint, from a help the team win standpoint, from an ego standpoint, from a farewell standpoint, from a ticket sales standpoint, from a rest standpoint. You've got Vogelback in there to go against some right-handers. You've got Brawny to platoon with him for some rest time. You've got maybe some interleague play that's going to be coming up here. You've got a DH. Everything makes sense to this. And the one capper, Evan, you mentioned it, what, yesterday on the show? That I think it was Brawny's wife that had a video on her Instagram account of Brawny in a hitting cage.
Which, if that's something that he does to, you know, remember his baseball career, sure. But no, why would she be posting that? That, to me, is the biggest thing. We are in 2021, Tim. It is time to analyze every single social media post and what it means something for our players. And that means something.
It does mean something. It means something that, is that your workout, Ryan Braun? Instead of going jogging and going to the gym, you're just going to do some BP and that's your workout? Okay. That's pretty much of a stretch if that's what you're going to say. You're doing baseball activities for a reason. And maybe it's to throw a little curveball at some fans. And well, that's dirty pool, man.
I don't think he would tease us like that.
I know that. That's the thing. Don't do that to us. Because, you know, he knows exactly, and she knows exactly what we're going to think about.
Because he left. There was a time where Milwaukee did not like him for very good reason, I will add. But he's kind of redeemed himself. He is a fan favorite again. And if he were to tease the fans with his return and then not return, he would go right back to not being liked in this city. And I think that no matter if he has an ego or not, that's not something he wants to be remembered by for the team that he spent all of his career with.
He's got a friend in Christian Yelich that makes sense for him to come back. There's some monetary gain by the organization for him to come back. I think he'd sell some tickets. I think he could do some promotions around him. But the one at the top of the list is there's no question in our minds that he would help this team win baseball games. We never even mentioned in this list here the leadership role. The leadership role that he... Now, go back and, Evan, during the break here, we're going to do a little digging. We're going to try and dig up some audio of him down the stretch in either 18 or 19, it might have been 18, where he was giving a speech to his teammates in the clubhouse. And it was passionate, and it was total leadership.
I remember that.
All of these things make sense. I can't find a negative for Ryan Braun to return in a Brewers uniform late next month. It's a trade you don't have to make. it's prospects or it's capital. You don't have to give up. I don't see what would be the negative. I can't even think of one. I can't even make one up. What would be the negative? I guess he's not good,
and then you cut him. And they wouldn't cut him. They would make him actually retire. And they would do like what they did with Alex Rodriguez when he went out. Or we see it all the time. Like, I think Jay Bruce did it last year. You play one more game, you get your at-bat, they take you out, and that's your career.
Bring you off the field. Yep. I mean, maybe you could stretch it by saying, well, what if he gets hurt? Well, then he gets hurt. You can't blame the effort there. The positives, the pros on this, way outweigh the cons. You want to do a T-chart, just put one together with Braun. Pros on the left and cons on the right. And do a little T-chart and put all the positives on that left side. You tell me how empty that list on the right would be. Because if they're not talking now, now they may have. Now, again, before I say someone's derelict in duty, they may have already, and they may have this plan already. I would be surprised if there weren't some dialogue with Ryan Braun by now. It would shock me if there wasn't some sort of communication from this organization to his agent at the very least. I mean, they're not going to go through Christian Yelich. I don't think that that's right. I think there's there's a human element to that that's sort of off limits. I do. If Christian wants to lobby for Bronny to come back, okay, fine. He can do that on his own. But I would be really surprised if this organization hasn't already started some form of back and forth. Wouldn't you?
I'm sure that they've been in communication since the last day of the season last year. Or I should say constant communication. Because Ryan Braun and Mark Adonasio are really good friends. And Braun came up with Craig Counsell on his team. I'm sure that they're very good friends. It would shock me if they have not talked recently.
I'm sure he's in communique over text and maybe even a little bit more than that.
It doesn't even have to be about baseball. I'm sure that they have had a conversation recently.
If for no other reason to come on back and we can say goodbye with a full house. I mean, that would be reason enough. Don't wait till next year for that. I don't like that.
The moment passed at that point.
Exactly. And it still would be kind of cool if that's, you know, if Bronny doesn't want to come back into the Midwest. But I'm sure he had friends here. I'm sure there's a lot of things going on. But
he met my mom in a Target once.
I miss him. I just personally, being around the clubhouse for so many years and just, you know, just nodding to him and saying hello and not the interview stuff, just... You know, just him catching me out smoking by the South Dock there, the media and players entrance. And he, Tim, those cigs are going to kill you. You know, as he walks in and rolls in, I do miss him. I think this team would benefit tremendously by the addition of Ryan Braun. Just think about it. I mean, a lot of knee-jerk reaction in this sports industry. Think that one through, because I have. I have for many weeks now, and it makes total sense. 414-799-1250. Brewers fall in game two of this three-game set. Big, big game tomorrow. Peralta on the hill, but we're going to hear from Craig Counsell coming up. Not a good performance again for Brett Anderson. Is that a warning flare that, you know, Brett Anderson might be running out of gas here? I hope not. But we'll see. We'll talk more. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove here on The Fan.
Let's find out the play of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. On the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove on The Fan.
Brewers fall tonight 7-3, the final, and this one is chalked up to the you're not going to win every game category. I thought it was still a game at 5-1. I really did, guys. And, you know, you fall any deeper there, and then it's an uphill climb. And I thought Eric Lauer giving up those two runs, I thought that was the dagger. But not going to pin this on him for sure. This was an offensive struggle, and a Brett Anderson rough start again, man. His ERA. Something's going to happen, especially if they continue to go with this sort of six-man rotation, or maybe it'll be locked in as a six-man. You're going to have better performances out of Brett Anderson here. And it just didn't happen again. His ERA coming in was 4.4. So now you get a little bit more than that. What is the current ERA for Brett Anderson, Evan, if you want to take a peek? I mean, he's going to have to pitch better, guys. And a veteran guy like this. Yeah, see, round of five is just not going to cut it here, especially with an offense that has been challenged all year. So the ABC audio video play of the game, since we're talking about Ryan Braun, this is one of the aspects. And you wonder, you know, are there enough guys still on the team that, you know, would you know, kind of take this and have it mean something if Ryan Braun stepped up. This is back from 2018, but check out the leadership from Ryan Braun.
To everybody in this room, every single person here has contributed to where we're at today. Everybody should feel incredible about what we've accomplished. Remember how special this feels, and do everything in your power to make sure this isn't our last celebration. Proud of all of you guys. It's been an honor and a privilege for me to go about this with you guys, the way we've done it as a group, as a family. And special night, man. Enjoy it. Embrace it.
Hell yeah.
And be a part of it.
Hey.
There's our ABC audio video play of the game, because that's what we're talking about tonight on a sort of a Ryan Braun freeform post-game show tonight. But we'll go over some numbers at Triple-A Nashville here in just a second, because they're going to have to replace Travis Shaw, and they're probably still going to have to go get an arm there with Lauer going, a little bit deeper and longer extended relief appearance today. They may have to make a move in that bullpen as well. So some moving parts here heading into potentially the game tomorrow. But this Ryan Braun thing becomes more and more intriguing the more I think about it. And I can't even say that I have one legitimate reason why you shouldn't add him. Now, if you want to be super negative, I guess there's some fans that would say, well, you already have a, you know, hobbled up and an elder statesman in Lorenzo Cain, and do you want another one running around here on and off the IL, and is he going to perform and all of that stuff? Guys, have we taken a look at some of the offensive numbers here for this baseball team this year? There's just no way Ryan Braun would allow himself to hit downwards of 160 or 190 or a holding pattern at 205 to 210, Vogelback. There's just no way he would allow that to happen. Even at his age, he's had all this time he's had a full offseason. He's had 6 months of this calendar year. He didn't do a spring training. Again, check the boxes. Does he help the team win? That's the biggest question. Does that man help this team win a few more games? Is there any doubt in your mind, Evan?
Not one doubt.
So it could be that the dialogue is happening. And it could be that he's getting prepared. And we're all going to, and if he comes back to this organization, we're all going to say, I knew it and I predicted it. Aren't we? Especially broadcasters. They're all going to want credit for that. I don't care. I don't care. I'll give you all credit for it. Fans, organization, broadcasters, give you all credit for it. What I want to do is try and figure out if this would be in any way, shape, or form a negative or a bad move. And I can't find it. Even if I tried, I can't find it. Even if it doesn't work, it's still the right move. But I don't see that. I can't figure that would happen. The key to all of this, however, is to continue to do what you're doing, and that's winning baseball games. That is the whole key. If I'm Ryan Braun, there's no way I'm coming back to the team outside of the final weekend homestand or home game or home series of the season to say my goodbyes in front of a crowd. If I were 9 or 10 games out of first place. That is paramount here. You have to stay in this thing. You have to have Ryan Braun himself catch Brewer pennant race fever. And to this degree, 61 games in, do you see it changing? Evan, you see this thing changing? It doesn't appear that it's going to.
Like the team itself?
Yeah.
I mean, the pitching is going to stay good. The hitting will probably get a little bit better. I don't see them regressing too much.
No, the barometer of winning or the foundation of winning is already there for this year.
Absolutely.
And it is in large part based on pitching. And that's going to keep you to a modicum of wins, which is going to allow Braun to get bitten by the bug. You don't think, now think of it as a dude too. Married, you got 3 kids, you're retired, you got all the money you're ever going to need. And then after a course of weeks and months and gosh, it's going to be several months, over a half a year of being at home. And you might want a little break. You're so used to it, 15 years of being on the road half your life. Hanging out with your buds for a while at the hotel. Having a nice dinner with some buddies, playing a baseball game, getting a nice win, getting some adrenaline, some energy going. You might want that from a dude's perspective. I'm sure you've got nannies and house cleaners and, you're not going to overload the wife on all the child rearing. You get some help with that, I would suspect, I'm guessing. I know I would with a handful of kids if I had the money. So there's that to think about, too. But the key, again, key is stay in this thing, continue to win, continue to be in a pennant race, and I just would love the idea of number 8 running back in American Family Field.
I think
And the day they sign that, wow.
I think that's the most important thing is staying in it, obviously, because if you look at Ryan Braun's career, when was he at his best? It was in August, in September. For his career, I'm looking at his numbers right now. In August, he had a 9.11 OPS. For his career, in September and October, an 8.85 OPS. He hit 294 in September. Hit the second most home runs for any month in his career. It was either April at 69 or September at 63. The man loves and lives for the postseason clutch. And for those clutch plays. Look at last year. He was awful for 40 games. And then he was pretty much the only guy who could hit getting into the playoffs. So that is a guy that you want on your team, even if he's not going to play the field, to be your pinch hitter, to let him DH for you, do something. That is a guy that you want in your locker room when it gets to postseason time.
You know, I'd love to have him have some conversations with Keston Hira. You don't think that would help? And again, I know what you're thinking. All the doom and gloomers and the negative dudes out there are saying, oh, yeah, he's probably going to talk to him about what happened, with his suspension and all that nonsense. No, I'm just talking, just lighten the load on the mental aspect of Keston Hira's game here. I think he would help. That's that leadership role. He's been through everything as a major leaguer. Everything, the good and the bad, from top to bottom, this is
and
a guy
really, really bad
that is going to help this. It did get really bad, for sure. But this is a guy that's going to help this team win baseball games. I just imagine, you know, talking on the fan here, Bart in the morning or the Wendy's Big Show or Rami in the afternoon. The post-game show here. When they do that, because I do think they will. And I'm going to celebrate. Even though I knew they were going to do this, I'm going to celebrate as if I didn't. But think about the conversations we're going to have and a little bit of a celebration and the energy spike in and around this organization, not only on that field, but around that stadium, around that front office, around the ticket sales, around everything. You guys grew up as Ryan Braun fans. You guys are in the age that Ryan Braun is akin to my Robin Yount. I went through that same type of guy. Not on the negative side, but certainly on the production side of things. I mean, it's crazy to think that they're going to pick up a guy like that and they don't have to give up anything for him. How much do you think it cost him?
Maybe.
You know what Ryan Braun ought to do?
Well, they're paying him in the future already, so just kind of take it out of that.
Tack on another $3 or $4 million?
Less than that.
Would that be fair?
I think less than that.
Less than that, you're thinking?
Well, you got to think if it's August, roughly when we think that he'll come back. For 2 months, I don't think they're going to pay him $3 million. Maybe a prorated $3 million? For 2 months, you would give him $3 million?
And if I personally were Ryan Braun, I'd donate every dollar. You want to see the fan base go crazy? Coming back for nothing because he wants to help this team win a World Series. That would be cool. Now there's your story right there.
How could anyone be mad at that? What is there to be mad at that?
Yeah. He just donated to charity.
A $3 million donation.
Milwaukee, Hunger Task Force, whatever it might be. That would be so cool. Well, I believe there's something cooking. And a lot of times when broadcasters say this, a lot of times when broadcasters say, I think this is going to happen, depending upon the broadcaster, it means they kind of know something, but they don't want to report it. Because they were told to, hey, keep it under wraps here a little bit. Just saying. A lot of times that occurs. 414-799-1250. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell. Yeah, we'll button up this game tonight. A clunker, 7-3, the final. Brent Anderson, not good. It was a sideways game from the start. You did have Vogel back going yard. Another RBI for Avi Garcia at 35 now on the season. Pretty impressive. I don't know about All-Star. I know there's a few swirling rumbles of maybe Avi makes an All-Star. I don't know about that. But, the bottom line, you're not going to win every game. They won 10 of 11 coming in. You got to drop one once in a while. However, that does bring up a huge game tomorrow. We'll get to that a little bit later on. Let's get to Mike in before we take a break and get to Counsell. Mike, your Braun idea.
Hey, Jamie.
Go.
I'm rolling on the floor laughing at you right now. Ryan Braun? No way, no how, not today, not tomorrow. How much would they have to pay him for a month?
Probably somewhere in the six figures, yeah.
How much?
Probably $850,000 to a million.
I would give him $3 million for the final 2 months of this year.
I heard you yesterday. We need a reliever and a big bat. He's been on the shelf. No one. He's got four teams within 2 hours of his house. No one showed interest. You can't just think you're going to plug him in.
We don't know that there was no interest, though.
Go ahead, what?
We don't know that there was no interest. It's just that Braun didn't have any interest in signing with them.
Well, they signed Albert. Who signed Pujols out there? You know what I mean? Angels? Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that they didn't have interest in Braun.
Well, we just didn't hear about it.
Or we just didn't hear about it, right.
Right. I don't think you just bring him over here and plug him in. He's going to hit 350, play first or third.
No, but he's certainly not going to hit 160. He could bat a better batting average than half these guys going opposite hand. Come on.
Great point. Well, I'm kind of good at predictions, but I don't see it. And show up for the fourth base caller party tomorrow.
Okay. All right, take it easy. 414-799-1250. We used to look at some of these guys, and wow, this guy's really struggling at 237. That's, man, what are we going to do about this guy at 237? We would love 237 for about three or four of these guys right now. We would absolutely love a 237 batting average right now for three or four of the current almost everyday players on this baseball team. Ain't no way that Ryan Braun, over the course of a couple of months, is going to underperform. No chance of that, even with the layoff. So you got a Ryan Braun fan club here on the show, and I think it's going to happen. I'm pretty convinced it's going to happen. All right, 799-1250. Let's take a break. Let's get to Craig Counsell, and just a tough one tonight. Does set up a huge game tomorrow morning, an 11:35 start. You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove here on The Fan.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move? Why did he pinch hit with that guy? Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper. Brought to you by Scholze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan.
Craig, we can only guess how tough it is for you and the players. I mean, to see something like that with Travis, it kind of makes the game pale in comparison, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it was just unfortunate. He dove for a ball, and he popped the shoulder out. He was in quite a bit of pain. The doctor Kremchek kind of got it back in, and we'll get some tests tomorrow morning to see what's going on.
Craig, what's your understanding of the possible outcomes? It seems like with this one, it can be very wide from a couple of days like Cody Bellinger to a really long time.
Yeah, but it's not going to be a couple of days. I mean, we should wait to let them do the imaging and the x-ray, and then we'll have a good answer for you.
Hey, Craig, you had mentioned it, I think, yesterday, just about, Travis's hit streak this season. A lot of them have mattered, big-time situations, driving in runs. He also is a left-handed batter at that position as well. So it's like it has to be a pretty big loss, no matter the timetable, really.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's another player is going to get an opportunity to step up. But, in the long term, it probably means, Luis Urias is going to play more third base when Colton comes back. And Luis is doing a really nice job, and he's swinging the bat really well. So, another player is going to have to step up, and another player is going to get an opportunity. And that's when you have injuries, that's how it works and how you have to fill in around them. And that's going to be our job.
Craig, Brett was just talking about what a grind it's been for him just the last couple of starts. What did you see just the first two innings, especially with the ground balls?
Well, we got our glove on five balls in the first 11 hitters and didn't get outs on any of them. And it was, we made one error, but it was just it was just strange. It was a little twilight zone almost, what was happening. So, you know, I thought he started the game with really good stuff. I thought his sinker was really good there. You know, just the swing by Winker, the swing by Castellanos in the first, all signs to me that the sinker was really, really good. You know, unfortunately the ball was continually hit to just a bad place for us. The play on Castellanos is probably the play that Brett wants to have back. But you know, the other ones were just get your glove on, I can't make a play.
Craig, even with that bad luck, with him only going three innings and needing Lauer to go four, where does that put your pitching?
We're in good shape. We're in fine shape. I mean, the plan was for Eric to in the one of these yesterday, today, to pitch out of the bullpen, and at some point likely he'll we may fit him back into the rotation. So we keep him stretched out, and he's prepared for that if when we decide to do that. So you know, we basically used one reliever for an inning tonight, essentially.
What did you think of their guy Gutierrez? The young guy.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we took some good swings, and he just seemed to kind of wiggle out of everything tonight. Really, and he made some good pitches when we got some guys on base. He fell behind Jackie in the top of the fourth there, and that I thought was it's first and second, 3-1 count. He threw two good off speed pitches to Jackie there. And then struck out Pablo, and that was a kind of chance for us, I thought, to get back in. And it was when the game was still a little tighter. And then like I said, he just kind of kept wiggling out of stuff. But he pitched well. I mean, you throw seven innings in a major league game, he did a nice job.
All right, there he is, Craig Counsell, after the Brewers 7-3 loss here in game two of this three-game set. And it sets up a big game tomorrow. We'll get to that in just a second here. A couple of more things on this Ryan Braun thing. Let me clarify the point here a little bit. One of our callers had brought up a point that, you know, not everybody would like Ryan Braun back in a Brewers uniform based on, you know, what happened years ago. And I totally respect that. So let me clarify here. I believe the vast majority of Brewers fans would accept him back here with open arms. I do. But there is a percentage of the Brewers fan base that just won't let that go. That whole cheating thing and the way that all went down. And so I totally respect that, and that's a great point. But I do believe the vast majority of Brewers fans, based on all of the advantages of what he provides here and what he would provide here this season, I think the vast majority of Brewer fans would want that. And I don't want to speak for them, but I want to win a World Series. And that's where I'm coming from. Does Ryan Braun help you win a World Series? Even if it's a temporary, on the way out, a farewell tour, jump on my back. Me and my buddy Yelly will carry this thing, and with Wong and with Avi and with Narvaez. And think about that. So you've got Wong, Yelich, Wong, Yelich, Braun, in any order, whatever. I'm just listing them. Narvaez and Avi. That's five of your eight in your order that you pretty much are going to trust offensively. That's pretty safe to assume. Would you trust those guys in a collective run down the stretch in September and into the postseason, talking about the offense here, Evan?
With this pitching staff, yes. Maybe get, yep, like you say, one more bullpen arm, maybe one more bench bat, yep, and I think that's a World Series contender right there.
It might be. And the trick, again, the bottom line, the trick is to stay in this thing. Just keep doing what you're doing until you get fully healthy, till you get some of these guys going. And again, my only beef on getting some of these guys going, I think we can stop as broadcasters and writers and fans. we can stop with the he's off to a slow start. The start is over. It's now mid-June. So we can just get rid of that. It won't be long before we have to say, geez, having a rough season. I mean, we're probably at some point going to have to get to that. All right, if you want to jump in here, 414-799-1250. We'll go inside the clubhouse. Who are we going to hear from next, Evan Heffelfinger?
The spark plug of this team, Willy Adames, after a huge game tonight.
4 for 4. There's been 3 four-hit games this year for the Milwaukee Brewers. Can you name the 3 four-hit games, Evan?
Luis Urias?
Nope.
Omar Narvaez.
That's who I thought, and that's not.
I mean, who possibly could it be? Colton Wong? Colton Wong.
Avi Garcia had one, and Willy Adames has 2.
No kidding.
There you go. We're going to hear from the Brewers shortstop up next. Again, if you want to jump in here, 799-1250. Brewers fall tonight, 7-3 the final. Series even at a game apiece. Much more pressure on the Cincinnati Reds to win this baseball game tonight. I can assure you of that. They're in a tenuous situation with the Cubs doing what they're doing. St. Louis is going to bounce back a little bit. I don't know. We'll check the scoreboard. They may have lost again tonight. And with the Brewers doing what they're doing, Cincinnati's sort of in that situation where they can't fall too much further with 3 teams on top of them. We'll be back. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove here on The Fan.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
Just taking a look at the Nashville AAA Sounds and seeing who might be a candidate for that bullpen as part of this season. Maybe a Quentin Torres Costa? As you look at him, they do like lefties, and looking at his game stats here, 12 appearances, 8 of them have been scoreless. Now the ERA is quite lofty, 5.10, but 2 of those outings he gave up 3 runs and 3 runs. The other 2 outings 1 and 1, and the other 8 outings nothing. So you may see the debut of him a little bit later on this season, maybe sooner than you think. Sobotka, one of the right-handed relievers coming over from Atlanta in the Orlando Arcia trade, he may be a candidate as well. So you're probably going to see them tinker with trying to replace Drew Rasmussen and J.P. Fireisen from within first. And then you've got, you know, about a month or so that kind of trade season around Major League Baseball. Guys, it's going to be interesting. You know, you have David Stearns in this front office making a couple of trades already, trying to stay ahead of the curve here a little bit. And I think that in large part is based on the great pitching that the Brewers have this year. And you stay ahead of this and seize the moment when you're getting this outstanding pitching. That's part of it. And I just wonder what the, you know, with the CBA coming up and with the season following the 60-game pandemic season, if this is going to be a busy trade season or one that's a little on the down low. I think it's going to be interesting. We're going to find out. The season starting to move by a little bit already. It's June 9th here. Talking about trades, Willy Adames comes over. And let's see, 13-4 now. Is that what they are? Since acquiring him, yes, 13-4 since the trade for Adames. That's a pretty good clip. Let's go inside the clubhouse here and hear from the Brewers shortstop after a 4-hit game tonight.
Really, I imagine a lot of you guys are just thinking about Travis. Can you talk us through that play and just how sort of scary a moment like that is when a guy is down?
It was so I don't even know how to explain that. But it was really tough, you know, to see him laying down there. When I got there, he was in pain. You know, he told me, like, don't touch me. Like, you know, my shoulder hurts. I think it's out. And, you know, from that point, I knew that it was bad. But whenever you have a teammate laying down like that, you know, it's something bad that is happening. So you never want to see that. You know, I just hope that he, you know, it doesn't be that bad. And, you know, hopefully he can be back soon.
Willie, as an infielder, you know, do you think about that play? Like how often you dive for a ball, right? And just, you know, just kind of how that's a freak injury.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary. When you see that and you realize that every time you dive for a ball, you're willing to, like, get hurt like that because, you know, something like that can happen. And, you know, you only realize that whenever you see yourself or a teammate laying down, you know, suffering like that. So, you know, we never want that to happen. And whenever you see it happen, you just – It gets to your head, you know, like you think about it. But, you know, like I say, I hope that he get well soon and we have him back really soon with the team.
Willie, I know you had a big game with four hits, but was it hard in general, you know, for the team to keep playing with that on your mind? I mean, it had to be on your mind, right? Focusing.
Of course. As soon as that play happened, you know, you kind of like, you could see it in like everybody's face. You know, everybody got down, you know, their attitude got really, you know, really down. And, you know, that's going to happen whenever like that happened in the game. You know, the team is going to feel down, you know, like everybody's going to feel down because like one of your boys just got hurt. You know what I mean? So, of course, it was in our mind and, you know, I don't even know what to say after that. It was tough. It was really tough.
Willie, did it seem like every ball they hit in those first couple of innings was just to the exact wrong spot from your perspective?
Yeah. I feel like every ball that they were hitting, it was with ice. Like they were looking for the holes. You know what I mean? And it was a tough couple innings. It was tough because they were hitting the ball like to the exactly spot that there was nobody there, so it was really tough. And then that play happened, and after that you saw yourself.
Really, with your at bats, just to be able to hit a couple balls, you know, to left, and then the last two were to right. I mean, just to use the whole field, is that a good sign for you at the plate?
Yeah, of course. I feel like I've been feeling good at the plate. I had a couple tough games, but since I got here, I feel like I've been feeling better and, you know, hitting the ball well. But, yeah, of course, it's a good sign whenever you hit the ball to both sides of the field. It's a great sign. You know, you want to see that. You know, you want to take the most of it. And hopefully, you know, you can bring it to the next day and you continue to do the same thing, you know, that you're doing today. So, yeah, I feel really good. But it wasn't enough. Didn't get the win.
Yeah, he is going to be a big part of this baseball team. A big, big part of this team down the stretch and throughout the season here. Willie Adames, a four-hit game tonight. And he was talking about Travis Shaw there. That's tough for Shaw. And the Brewers, again, boy, just rubbing elbows with that injured list constantly this year. It's got to stop at some point, man, you would think. We'll take a break, take a peek at tomorrow's matchup. What I think might be the biggest game of the year. We'll talk about that next here on The Fan.
What's on tap for the crew? What pitcher starts the next one? It's time for some forward thinking on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan.
Okay, so the Cincinnati Reds needed this one more than the Milwaukee Brewers. I think most would agree with that, and they got it, 7-3. The series tied at a game apiece, and you know, the rubber match set up to the point where this would be a big, big win for the Brewers to kind of slow that roll of Cincy. And, you know, you want to keep pace. Cubs win today. Brewers fall out of first place by a half a game. And Cincinnati needs to kind of keep pace, too. And I think to a degree they've got just enough talent, certainly offensively, to kind of stay in this thing. And as we've been discussing all year on this show, that you know, it's probably going to be a four-team race and one hell of a fun summer in the National League Central. You've got a lot of matchups going on with this Cincinnati Reds ball club and the Brewers. You know, it's wrapped around. They've got another series, yet then toward the All-Star break, they go into the break against the Reds, come out of the break against the Reds. You're going to be seeing these guys a lot in the next month and a half. And to set a tone by taking another series. Now, remember, they took the first series from the Cincinnati Reds. So this would be a big get for the Brewers tomorrow. Freddie Peralta, Evan, on the hill for the crew.
Yeah, fresh off of his no-hit bid that just didn't make it. 7 1/3 innings against Arizona. He is 6-1, the best record on the staff with a 2.25 ERA. Has not had under 7 strikeouts in a game this season, which is incredible. He's going up against Luis Castillo, who is 2-8, a 6.63 ERA. Does not look like the young stud he was a couple years ago, but no. He's always been good against the Brewers. So this is a good matchup.
It's a great matchup, and it seems like whenever the Reds and Brewers the last couple of years get together, you're always going to see Peralta against Castillo. I mean, it just always seems like that.
And I'm for it.
It's going to be a good one, but Castillo just not having a great year. But guys like that that have shown pretty decent success here, they can spin around and throw a gem. And the Brewers offense, man, just put up a nice big crooked number early, by noon tomorrow. How's that sound? 11:35 first pitch after the last pitch. You make the switch. We'll talk some Brewers baseball tomorrow afternoon on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by our friends at the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. I think it's I don't know about the biggest game of the year, but I think it's sizable. Is it fair to say sizable?
Absolutely. I know that you are dying to say that it is the biggest game of the year.
I want to. It would be a big, big win. I'm going to say it. It's the biggest game of the year tomorrow.
There you go.
They can take the series, get back on the winning track. And, you know, coming into tonight, at 110 of 11, you're going to have to drop one once in a while. But, Freddie, get out there, throw a gem, and the Brewers offense, do whatever you can to muscle up and put about 5 or 6 on the board. Your chances are really good to win the ball game tomorrow. For Evan Heffelfinger, indeed, that's his name. My name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow afternoon. And remember, despite the outcome tonight, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.